Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, taking care of business today for the full 2 hours. Colleague John Yule is away on his annual jazz cruise holiday. We started proceedings with a request to play Down Home Blues. And whilst I can say there will be some blues later on in the show, it won't occupy the full 2 hours. However, if you wish to kick off your shoes and pour yourself a drink, be my guest. The information for that track was Neil Harris, or Nicky Harris, with the Gene Harris Group, who were Gene Harris piano, brother Jack McDuff organ, Ronnie Shetty on guitar, Luther Hughes bass, and Paul Krivich on drums, recorded in Los Angeles on the 11th or 12th of December 1996. It was the Down Home Blues. Staying on the west coast of America, a performance by a group of musicians we associate with the Cool School. Having said that, I think you would agree that the term Cool School is contentious on this occasion. The composition is by Bob Cooper, and there is some pretty impressive solo flute from Bud Shank. We're going to hear Witch Doctor number 2, and it's played by the Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Stars. They are Frank Rossellino trombone, Bud Shank flute and alto, Bob Cooper tenor, Claude Williamson on piano, and Howard Rumsey bass with Stan Levy at the drums. Recorded at the Irving Bowl in Los Angeles, not at the normal Lighthouse Club, and it was laid down on the 20th of June 1955. Witch Doctor number 2. Thank you. Yes, Witch Doctor number 2. I mentioned that it was recorded at the Irvine Ball rather than the usual Lighthouse Cafe. However, the Irvine Ball was still in Laguna Beach, so they didn't have far to transport their instruments. We've heard a couple of quite intensive tracks, so I'm going to tone down things a little now. Claire Teal on the turntable with a selection from the Great American Songbook. The track is Speak Low, and Claire Teal, of course, is the vocalist, with Trevor Whiting on soprano sax, Martin Litton piano, Nils Solberg guitar, Richard Jeffries bass, and Rod Brown on drums. It was recorded in the Daz Studios, Fordcombe, which I think is in Kent, and that was done either on the 12th of January, the 14th of March of the year 2000, or possibly sometime in 2001. That's, by the way, now it's Claire Teal with Speak Low.
Thank you. descends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak low to me, and soon?
Speak Low by Kurt Weill, of course. A film soundtrack next, and it was written for the French-Italian film No Sun in Venice. The brooding nature of the music makes it an excellent film score, and it's easy to imagine and wonder what serious twists is going to happen next. For those swing time listeners who don't know, it's relatively simple to deduce that the composition has John Lewis's fingerprints all over it. The track is No Sun in Venice, for the film No Sun in Venice, is called Three Windows, and it's played by the Modern Jazz Quartet. John Lewis piano, Milt Jackson vibes, Percy Heath bass, Connie Kay drums, and this was recorded at the Music Inn in Lenox, which I think is Massachusetts, on the 24th of August 1967. Three Windows.
Thank you.
Three Windows, played there by the Modern Jazz Quartet. You are listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting the programme today. Time now, I think, to bring in my usual track, which underlines our programme title, Swing Time. There will be those who consider that when this disc was recorded, which was the 23rd of September 1946, the swing era had run its course. My own view is that while certainly it was on its way out, there were enough swing day musicians still playing their trade enough to make swing music still a viable part of the jazz scene. That's not to say that in the forthcoming performance, the new modern harmonies didn't creep in. We're going to hear Lover Come Back to Me, played by the George Barnes Septet. That's the old George Barnes, incidentally. Boyd Rolando, tenor. George Barnes, guitar and leader. Frank Rollo, vibes. Ernie Earl Backus, guitar. Mike Rubin on bass and Dick Baldridge on drums. Recorded in Chicago on the 23rd of September 1946. This is Lover Come Back to Me. With the exception of guitarist George Barnes, none of the other musicians well known, I think, to most enthusiasts. Well, with the return of one's significant other, as suggested in the last track, perhaps a suitable place to head for would be Paris. Well, OK, we can't be there at this very moment, but we can pick up on a record that was made there. I have played this track before, but I think that the excellence of Kenny Clarke's drumming is worth hearing again. Such a masterclass from Cloak, as he was known. We're going to hear Oscar Pettiford's composition, Bohemia After Dark, and the leader is the French organist Eddie Louis. He perhaps is known to some jazz fans as a member of a vocal group that originated in Paris some years ago called Le Double Six. However, here the group is Eddie Louis on organ, Jimmy Gourlay guitar, Guy Pedersen bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. The recording was made in Paris on the 15th or 17th of December 1972, and it's Bohemia After Dark. Sorry, the gremlins have hit at Kenny Clarke, and I'm sorry about that because I feel sure you would agree with me that it was worth hearing. However, I'll see what I can do to recover it for some time in the future. And if what you heard there might be regarded as a masterclass in jazz drumming, a musician who is capable of delivering similar keyboard skills is pianist Dick Hyman. Again, we looked to the Great American Songbook when Mr. Hyman can show off his virtuosity. This is Over the Rainbow. It was recorded at the RCIA Studios in New York City in April 13th, 1989, and it's again a composition that appears in films. Over the Rainbow.
Thank you.
Well, again, my apologies for the non-complete performance of Kenny Clarke. I do hope that the masterclass provided by Dick Hyman did something to assuage your disappointment. And now for the all-important gig guide to Sheffield. Tonight, that's Tuesday the 28th of January, the Keith Peters Big Band with their regular performance at the Farm Road Social Club in Sheffield. And a feature of their performance tonight will be the arrangements of Frank Mantooth. Tomorrow night, Wednesday the 29th of January, the Lescar, the pianist Tom Harris leads a group comprising Lucy Ann Daniels, Olivia Cuttill on trumpet, Anne Chandler King on soprano, Josh Vidiviello on bass, and Kai Krasniansky on drums. The programme will include selections from Tom's debut album, Buddies. Musical influences from Nina Simone, Snowpoint, and Cecile McLaren Salvon. Then on to Sheffield Jazz on Friday, the 31st of January, at the Crook Social Club on Mulehouse Road, an appearance by the Sultan Stevenson Trio. This is made up of Sultan Stevenson Piano, Jacob Grin on bass, and Matt Holmes at the drums. The winner of the Best Newcomer in the Parliamentary Jazz Awards in 2023, the pianist cites Herbie Hancock, Kenny Kirkland, McCoy Tyner and Jerry Allen amongst his inspirations. Full prices for the night are adult £17, concessions £15, students £10, and 15 to 17 year olds are free. The timing is 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. and the doors open at 7:20 for what should be a very entertaining evening. To look back at the Keith Peters performance, I have an understanding that there is likely to be one of the tunes played again from the Great American Songbook, and it is the Rodgers and Hart composition Thou Swell. This is what Benny Carter and Earl Hines made of it. They're in quartet form. So if you want to hear a big band, then Farm Road at Sheffield to hear the Keith Peters Big Band. Here is Thou Swell from Benny Carter and Earl Hines. Thank you. That was swell. Benny Carter, alto. Earl Hines, piano. With Leroy Vinegar on bass and Shelly Mann, drums. That was recorded in Los Angeles on the 2nd of November 1958. And if you want to hear another performance, then tonight at Farm Road for the Keith Peters Big Band. Last week, I played a disc of Art Tatum accompanying blues shouter Joe Turner. I remarked at the time that I thought the track did much to dispel the oft-quoted opinion that Tatum was uncomfortable when playing accompaniments to other performers, vocalists, or other musicians. And incidentally, he also gave a fairly, I think, authentic approach to the blues when he played with Joe Turner last week. So today I'm going to play him not with a vocalist, but to my way of thinking, one of the classics of small group jazz. It is again Art Tatum, and he's playing here with Ben Webster. And the track they play, along with Red Callender on bass and Bill Douglas on drums, My One and Only Love. Art Tatum and Ben Webster.